2025, among new challenges effective January 1. Kuala Lumpur, in less than 24 hours, not only will the calendar change, but Malaysia will also witness the implementation of several important developments that will directly and indirectly affect personal and national lives. In addition to changes in geopolitical, economic, social, and international relations, several new policies and regulations will come into effect on Wednesday, January 1. Thus, the people are kept informed on what will happen to avoid missing out on important information. Among them, on Wednesday, Malaysia will officially take over as the ASEAN chairmanship, after Laos handed over the responsibility during the 44th and 45th ASEAN summit in Vientiane on October 11. Under the theme of inclusion and sustainability, Malaysia will host over 300 ASEAN meetings and summits throughout the year, including the ASEAN Economic Ministers Retreat in Johor, February, the ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting and Post-Ministerial Conference, AMM, PMC, in Kuala Lumpur, July, and the 47th ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur in October. Malaysia previously chaired ASEAN in 1977, 1997, 2005 and 2015. In addition, several new laws will come into effect on Wednesday, including the enforcement of the Content Application Service Provider, CASP, license, which requires social media platforms to register for a license with the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, MCMC. This requirement, under the Communications and Multimedia Act 1998, Act 588, aims to improve online safety, protect users, especially children and vulnerable groups, and strengthen regulation over internet messaging service providers and social media. Starting Wednesday, laundry shops and workplace buildings are listed as no smoking areas following the enforcement of the Control of Smoking Products for Public Health Act 2024, Act 852, on October 1. This brings the total number of areas gazetted as no smoking areas to 28. Including hospitals, clinics, public lifts or toilets, eateries, air-conditioned shops, airports, government premises, educational institutions, childcare areas, shopping complexes, petrol stations, libraries, stadiums and more. Individuals found guilty of smoking or using smoking products in the no-smoking areas will be fined a maximum of 5,000 Malaysian ringgit starting Wednesday. Hawkers and licensed traders are required to make contributions to the Self-Employment Social Security Scheme, SKSPS, to provide financial support in the event of a work accident. The mandatory measure is implemented through the Self-Employment Social Security, Contribution Rates for Hawkers or Traders, Regulations 2024, which was gazetted on August 30 through PU, A, 229 and came into effect on September 1. In addition, the rate of the FLY Siswa Flight Ticket Purchase Subsidy Initiative has been increased from 300 Malaysian Ringgit to 400 Malaysian Ringgit, which is expected to benefit approximately 60,000 students who use flights for domestic routes. Students can check starting Wednesday at https://subsidiadara.mot.gov.my/. Keretapi Tana Melayu Berhad, KTMB, will implement completely cashless payment for ticket purchases in the Klang Valley, North and South sectors as well as the East Coast, to support the country's digital economy initiative. Starting Wednesday, all childcare centres, TASCA, registered with the Social Welfare Department are required to display registration number plaques on their premises to give parents confidence in the status of their nursery's licence. The new criteria for exemption from financial statement audits for private companies will also come into effect Wednesday, in line with the Companies Commission of Malaysia commitment to improve auditing quality and reduce the compliance burden faced by private companies. In addition, starting Wednesday, Johor will return to implementing weekend holidays on Saturdays and Sundays following the decree of the Regent of Johor Tunku Markota Ismail on October 7, with the approval of the King of Malaysia Sultan Ibrahim and the views of the Johor Islamic Religious Department. The other states that currently implement weekend holidays on Fridays and Saturdays are Kedah, Kelantan and Terengganu. Meanwhile, Sabah will witness its former Chief Minister Tun Musa Aman begin his duties as the 11th Yang Dipertua Negeri Sabah, replacing Tun Jua Mahiruddin, whose term of office ends Tuesday, December 31, after holding the position since 2011. The Yang Dipertua Negong Sultan Ibrahim agreed to present the letters of appointment to Musa, 73, who is also a former assemblyman for Sungai Sibuga on December 17, in addition to being awarded the title of Seri Maharaja Mangku Negara, which carries the title of Tun Bernama.